enough offense. You've thrived all season. The team has thrived in those situations all season. Mike Sherman was saying he thinks it's because you guys practice so much. Because Philby wants you to practice it. But why else are you successful at that?
Well, I think that's true. You know, we do practice a lot, and that obviously helps. And guys are stepping up and making plays. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is you look at the plays that are being made in those situations, the catches, the blocks that are being made. That's what drives the success.
Ryan, you're only 372 yards away from a 4,000-yard season, which hasn't happened here in 19 years. What does that number, 4,000 yards passing, mean to
you? It doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, what matters is what we do the next two games and beyond that, you know, winning. Well, we know they have a good pass rush, a very good front all around, guys that play the run well and get after the quarterback. So we're going to have to be good up front. You know, they got after a little bit in the second half last game. So, you know, they know that. We know that. It's just going to be a battle of man versus man and who can win that. I think just taking better care of the ball, making better decisions, learning from mistakes, I think that's a big part of it. I try not to make the same mistake twice, the same bad throw twice. So, you know, that and the good coaching around me. The coaches are putting me in situations where I can succeed.
What did you learn from the first
build? Well, obviously, you know, two turnovers in the first, I think, two drives or three drives or whatever it was. So, can't do that. They're a good defense. You know, they swarm to the ball. And they play hard, so it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Ryan, I know you're not a big stat guy, but your numbers have been very good the last 3 weeks. Do you feel like it's coming together for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel comfortable. I think the guys around me are really stepping up as well, and that's what I think drives my numbers to be better is the guys around me really making plays.
Ryan, in terms of the last Buffalo game in Buffalo, do you remember that as vividly as most Dolphin fans do, the three turnover performance?
In Buffalo?
Yeah, in Buffalo.
I don't remember that one as vividly. I mean, obviously, I remember situations from the game, but, you know, new defense, so you know, we're not going back and looking at that tape or anything.
With all the changes on the O-line, can you talk about your comfort level with the left side of the offensive line, specifically
with Brian? They're doing a good job. You know, the offensive line, in general, has kept me off the ground, giving me time to throw, which has given us a lot of success, and especially, like you said, the left side, you know, just two new pieces that I think Bryant's really got the offense down now, and Brenner's several games in now as well, so he's feeling good.
Ryan, often coach and quarterback are kind of linked together, Brady, Belichick, et cetera. You and Joe Philbin, do you feel that you are linked in that way? I mean, you're both in your second year. Do you feel that you'll be kind of judged together, that you're linked together in that sense?
You guys can judge us, I guess, but – you know, obviously, we're linked together. You know, he's my coach. He's who I play for. So, you know, as long as we're together in the same organization, then, of course, yeah, we'll be linked.
Do you get a sense of accomplishment, I guess, from beating the Brady Belichick? Do you even think about it like that? I mean, it kind of is. We think about it like that. But do you think about it like that? And is that an extra sense of pride when you beat a duo like that or Tomlin Roethlisberger?
I don't really think of it in duos at all. You know, I think of it as teams. We have a lot of respect for the Patriots and what they've done, you know, in the past 10 years. So, you know, but that's just one game in this season. And, yeah, we felt great about it on Monday. But, you know, Tuesday came and we're getting ready for the Bills.
Mike Wallace told us yesterday that he's open on every play. Is that true?
Of course.
Why don't you throw to him on every play?
You got to spread the ball around. Yeah, exactly. I know where he's coming from. I'm not an O-line coach, so I can't get into fundamentals or details, but, you know, he's not getting beat, obviously, and he's run blocking well to go along with the good pass blocking. So, obviously, I don't know O-line fundamentals, but he's keeping guys away from me, and you know, he's doing a great job of that. Yeah, I think so. You know, that's natural, I think, when you're being protected more, given a little bit more time. You know, just building that confidence Receivers, you know, knowing that I'm going to have an extra half second, second, whatever it may be. You know, myself, you know, feeling comfortable to go through second and third, maybe not having to force it to that first guy. You know, it plays a big part in our offense.
Ryan, we hear a lot about the 1-0. You know, we just want to go 1-0 every week, and we know that it's up in the locker room. How much does that help? And that, I mean, do you need signs to tell you that, or does that really actually help, you know, stay focused on this one game?
I don't think you need signs to tell you, but, you know, as humans, you know, you're naturally drawing cues from your environment. And if you see it every day, it hits your brain, you know, that many times a day. So, you know, it's a mindset I think we would have regardless, but seeing those signs up, you know, constantly, even subconsciously, just, you know, glancing at those signs as you walk through the building, I think creates that mentality.
Ryan, you're coming up a huge win.
No, I don't think so at all. We have a lot of respect. Obviously, you know, we've lost to them earlier this year, and that's reality. So, you know, we're not taking this game lightly at all. We understand, especially the offense. You know, that's how I think of things. And they have a good defense. They have playmakers, a good front, opportunistic secondary that'll pick off a path if it's there. So, you know, there's no relaxing from an offensive perspective. I don't know. You have to ask Coach Sherman that. But, you know, obviously the tempo of the game plays a lot into that. If you're in a hurry up and you go three and out, then your defense is right back on the field. So I think there's a balance of finding when to use it and when not to use it. And, you know, we'd like for our regular offense to be good as well, and it has been at certain times. So, you know, I think we just need to be good at it when we're in those situations and then fix the things that we need to fix, you know, in normal downs, normal tempo situations.